The fairy returns. When evening came, the whole house looked very different from the way it had looked when the little girl first came into it. Everything seemed to be out of place. The floor was not swept, and the dishes were not washed. Suddenly, Irene saw her fairy godmother standing before her. "How is this?" asked the fairy in a stern voice as she looked all around the room. "I left things so that I could do them all at once," answered Irene, very much ashamed. "Left them to do all at once? You can do only one thing at a time, whenever you begin. Didn't the things ask to be done?" "We did, we did," they all shouted together. "But she told us to be quiet." "So you want to do all the things at once, lazy girl. Then have your wish." When the fairy spoke these words, she disappeared. Suddenly shouts came from all sides. "Hang me up! Put me away! Wash me! Dust me!" The poor little girl did not know which way to turn. The broom beat her, the cups flew at her head, and the table and chairs pushed against her. At last, when the broom gave Irene a very hard blow, she caught it and hung it up. The broom said in a pleased voice, "Thank you, mistress."